A new Just the News daily poll with Scott Rasmussen shows 42% of American voters back canceling licenses or jailing business owners who violate coronavirus orders. And that number, some of us might be shocked it's a little low, right? With the amount of Karens and Marks, you know, who marries a Karen but Mark Cuban. I don't care what you think. He's a snitch. In case you don't know what I'm talking about, Mark Cuban hired a secret shopper company to go in and observe to see if people in the Dallas area were observing the guidelines. Billionaires spying on the middle class. That's not creepy. Well, let's get back into the article. The fact that only 42% are willing to back government officials on enforcement of these laws is pretty stunning, according to Rasmussen. When 42% side with the rule breakers and another 16% aren't sure, it is a very strong indication that voters believe the rules themselves are a real problem. Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, you're seeing that if you want to look at it from a positive, right? Because numbers are numbers. It's all in your framing. 42% would back the government putting their foot on your neck. And another 16% aren't sure. I mean, that's not great. That's 58%. That gives you a majority. But it also speaks to this understanding that people are just not in tune. And this is probably thanks to public school. With really what each state and what this union of states was supposed to be about. Right? A book you can find in the Founders Trading Post. MikeChurch.com/shop about Patrick Henry. It goes much deeper into the give me liberty or give me death, the man behind it. And I think more people really need to read up on Patrick Henry and that ideal that he fought for. You know, the American Statesman. You can get it at MikeChurch.com/shop. Patrick Henry, American Statesman. But a lot of people say it, they don't really understand it. But the idea that we should be at this time, in this time of history, and there are some that are doing it. People are rebelling. Give me liberty or give me death. That includes give me liberty, which is encompasses the possibility of getting sick. Let me have the right to live. That is, as the president and independents say, we have to fight for our right to live. Greatest speech ever by a president, by the way. Real or fake. So, the question is, some business owners have opened shops and restaurants in violation of government lockdown orders. Governments have responded by taking away business licensing or jailing owners. Generally speaking, who do you agree with the most? The business owner or the government? This is the actual question. And it was split down the middle. 42% said yes, 42% said government, 42% said business owners, and then you're 16% not sure. Now, Rasmussen's also did a poll earlier saying that showed 60% of voters believe all businesses should be allowed to reopen. People should have the right to do so. It's not working. 100,000 small businesses have closed. More by the day. These people, like the, I don't know if you saw the case in New Jersey, where a man opened a gym and the governor sent a SWAT team, essentially, after him. The man is not opening his gym because he's some right-wing nut job who's all about whatever you want to say, you know, constitutional republic. He's not about that. He's not about your typical Republican or right-wing talking points. The man is telling you by opening his business against your, as we've seen in Wisconsin and in Oregon, unconstitutional stay at home, stay safe, save lives, whatever funny little term you want to give it. Your orders are unconstitutional and they're threatening the ways of lives of millions of people. These people are not opening up with Trump flags and don't tread on me Gadsden flags. They're opening up so they can have the chance to live. So they can support themselves. So they can live the quintessential American dream, which is the small business. Is it tough? Absolutely. You're talking to a guy that failed at two of them. That's right. You can add that to my list of jobs, whoever's taking that count. Small business owner. I tried two of them. Didn't work. I'm actually getting kind of an itchy finger. I want to try another one. I'm thinking about firing up an LLC in the next couple months and taking my chances again. I'm not leaving the Crusade Channel by any means, folks. It would be a side project. Everybody calm down. Except for the three people that are excited at the fact of me leaving. I know who you are. I see you. Which is weird because I'm on the radio. Either way, the idea of small business, and it's also very American because not everybody can do it. Just like farming. Right? People in the city who love their organic food have no idea what farmers have to do to get that food to them. And I guarantee you, city slickers, myself included, I came from a suburb. I'm struggling to start my own garden. People from the suburbs have no idea how hard it is. They're like, oh, you just put the seeds in the ground and then the water. Yay! No, that's not how it works, man. So let's get back into this article. In a telling divide, the college graduates are more likely to side with the government enforcement. That's not telling. That's par for the course. You mean people who graduated from government indoctrination camps side with the government? As George W. would say, mission accomplished. Right? And those, Rasmussen continued, those without a degree are more likely to align with business owners. Upper income voters, more than 100,000, also tend to side with the government. That's your typical progressive, your white collar progressive. They're college educated, they're well off, and they fight, quote unquote, for social justice, and they think what the government can do, no wrong. You call them libenzine liberals. Lower income voters, less than 50,000 a year, side with business owners. Yeah, because those are the people fighting for the rights to live. Those people are supplying the products to your upper class progressives. It's not a telling divide. If you actually spend some time out in the real world, does that mean all people who work? No, there's Democrats there. But a lot of them are like Democrats up in Rhode Island, where I'm from, born and raised, where they're just born Democrats. They don't really care about policies or anything like that. Their grandparents voted Democrat. Their parents voted Democrat. And they vote Democrat. It's possible this is because professional elites are least likely to feel the pain of the lockdowns. Of course. Your professional progressives, your professional elites are not impacted by this. We should, you know, the celebrities, a stay at home, right? Let's sing together from John, the guy from the Beatles, John, whatever. I don't know what his name is because I don't like the Beatles. So I'm not really obsessed with it. I honestly think the Beatles are overrated. But let's all sing Imagine from our 6,000 square foot mansions. Yeah, you're not in it with me. What did Michael Hitchburn say yesterday? We're not all in the same boat. We're in the same storm. Except you're in an aircraft carrier and I'm in a dinghy. That last part was mine. So John Lennon, thank you, Mr. Aaron Parker of The Breakdown, coming up after this show. Set me up with the assist. Yes, John Lennon Which is, by the way, probably the worst song in the history of man. If somebody's like, let's sing that song, don't be friends with them. Don't be friends with somebody who thinks Imagine is a good song. Okay. It finishes that within the Democratic Party, however, there is a significant divide. White Americans strongly side with government. Once again, you're a white, upper class, female Democrat is going to be super progressive. Whatever. You know what? The Karen. That is the Karen. They're going to side with the government. Black Democrats are more evenly divided. 43% for the government, 38% for the business owner. This is probably the dumbest question Rasmussen asked. Government employees side with the government. You think? You think the people who are getting a paycheck and a pension from the government are actually, you think they would go against the government on that one? Come on, man. I mean, I get it. You have to fill out the poll questions sometimes, but that one's kind of like a slam dunk. You don't need to ask that one.